Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program teamed up with students of Upward Bound West Garfield, a pre-collegiate program which serves high schoolers from RE2 and Garfield 16 school districts. That's Newcastle to Parachute. Upward Bound works with first-generation students, meaning they'll be the first in their families to attend college. These bright young people conducted a series of interviews with agents of various institutions about issues pertinent to today. This is their interview with Garfield County Commissioner Mike Sampson to get his take on oil and gas development in West Garfield County. Take a listen.
Good afternoon, and thank you for coming to speak with us. I'm Michelle.
I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Roberto.
Do you understand that we are youth reporters with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program?
You bet.
First of all, what is your name?
Well, my full name is David Michael Sampson, but I go by Mike Sampson. And people say, why do you go by your middle name? And I always say, because that's what my mother called me. If my mother ever called me David or David Michael, I knew I was in trouble. But as long as it was Mike, I was okay.
Okay. What is your position?
I am the county commissioner for District 3 of Garfield County, Colorado. So let me explain that a little bit, okay? You know how big Garfield County is. Over 60,000 people. We have 6 municipalities. You could probably name them, but real quick, going from east to west, basically, Carbondale, Glenwood, Newcastle, Silt, Rifle, Parachute. And up on the hill from Parachute, we have what? Battlement Mesa. Now, it's not an incorporated town or municipality, but there's 5,000 people that live in Battlement Mesa, but it's not a town. All the outlying areas which aren't in city limits, that's Garfield County. When you have usually 3 commissioners per county, there are some counties that have 5, and they're called home rule, but basically 3. You try to get the same number of people, population, in each of the 3 districts. So basically, Tom Jankowski is the commissioner for Carbondale and southern part of Glenwood Springs. John Martin is the rest of Glenwood, Newcastle, and Silt. Mike Sampson, myself, is west of Silt. So Rifle, Parachute, Battlement Mesa. So population-wise, we're about the same, but area-wise, I dwarf them. And the reason for that is there's not as many people living in western Colorado as there is in eastern. So they have as many people as I have, the other two, but I have a huge, I take up about 2/3 of the county. Did you know that Garfield County goes all the way to the Utah border? Never thought about that, huh? A lot of people don't.
Would you tell us a little bit about what the Board of County Commissioners does?
The Board of County Commissioners is an elected body, and everybody who's a registered voter or eligible registered voter can vote for us. And it's not that just because I'm District 3, only the people in District 3 vote for me. Everybody in the county votes for all 3 commissioners. But for you to run for District 3, you have to live in District 3. I couldn't run for John's spot or Tom's spot. I can only run for my spot because I live there. What do we do? Well, I guess, you know, if you look at it that way, we run the county. We're the ones, the final say, basically, for the county. What happens? Policies and procedures. We're the ones that make the laws, county ordinances, and we're the ones, probably more importantly, the health and safety and welfare for the county. Now, that includes, when you stop talking about health, safety and welfare, you're talking about a lot of things there, right? But one of the big things we do is we spend money. Let me ask you a question. Name me one thing government does for you that doesn't cost money. You're not going to find anything. So for me to do my job, what do I have to do? Spend money. Taxpayer money. Grant money. money that comes in for fees, whatever. So I have to make big decisions. Our yearly budget is like $130 million. Right now it's about $100 million. I'm one of three individuals that decides how is that money spent every year. That's a big responsibility.
How long have you served as a commissioner?
This is my 13th year. I was just elected last November for my fourth term. A term is 4 years. So I had served three terms, 12 years, just got elected. So the beginning of this year, January, I started my fourth term. So if I live long enough or whatever, I'll serve 16 years with this current term. But right now, 13 years.
What led you to county government?
Well, that's an interesting question. And to be really honest with you, I've always been intrigued, interested, vitalized by government. And I think a lot of that was the people that influenced me as your age and even younger growing up. I love social studies. I love history. I love studying history, government, those types of things. And I remember some of the people who were county commissioners when I was a kid, who my grandfather, Herb Jolly Sr., knew. So I kind of knew as a little kid about it. But as I got older and got into high school, my favorite subjects were government and history. And then when I went to college, I majored in political science. So I always had in the back of my mind that I would like to serve as a county commissioner. I taught 25 years as a teacher at Rifle High School. What do you think I taught?
Social studies.
Government and history. You're right on. And I taught 25 years at the high school, and then the last 5 years, I was there 30 years total. I was an administrator at the high school. But the last 20 years of that 30 years, I taught for CMC. I taught political science and speech and a whole bunch of other different things.
Can you tell us about your experience with youth radio?
Oh, yes, I would love to. When I was, I believe, a junior and senior in high school, a few of us got together, guys and gals, and we decided that we would like to ask Jim Sini. Now, when I was a kid growing up, there was a radio station in Rifle. 810 Golden Kilocycles, okay? KWSR. Now, there's going to be some people listening to this that are going to go, oh, yeah, I remember that. But that's, we're talking about back in the late 60s and the early 70s, okay? KWSR. And we went and we said, Miss Sini, we'd like to, as high school students, do a radio program. And he said, sure. So he let us come in to the studio. And there was about five of us. And we developed a program called RHS, Rifle High School, Here and Now. And all of us took turns. We played music. And one of the theme song for our program was Classical Gas. Have you ever heard that? It's an instrumental. And then we'd do opinions, editorials. We would do interviews that we would do with people. We would talk about things that are happening at the high school, the events and stuff like that. I think it was about 15, 20 minutes long. And be on Saturday mornings. And we'd tape it a few days before and they'd play it. It was really neat. I loved it. It was great. In fact, I'll tell you, when the time comes that I'm through being a county commissioner, I would love to be a DJ. You know, I really would. I think it would be awesome.
We'd like to ask you a few questions regarding oil and gas development in West Garfield County.
Super.
Why is oil and gas important to West Garfield and the rest of the county constituents?
It's very important and has been. I became a county commissioner. I was elected in November of 2008 and then began my service in early January 2009. To understand that question, you have to understand what kind of resources are here, especially in western Garfield County. It is rich in minerals, and one of those things is natural gas. We have tons of natural gas. In fact, to give you some kind of an idea, we have 11,000 producing gas wells in just Garfield County. That's the second largest of any county in Colorado. Well County has is number one. But that's a lot of wells, isn't it? 11,000. And they produce to give you some kind of an idea, 460 million cubic feet. Now think about a million cubic feet. A lot, right?
Yeah.
Now times that by 460. That's a lot of natural gas. But what heats your homes? If you have a gas stove, what cooks your food? All kinds of things, right? My experience has been, and I think anybody who knows anything about the industry realizes, that natural gas pays the bills for a lot of people in a way of employment. And that's the way it was when I came on board, and for quite a few years. The payroll, if you work for a natural gas company, is way above most jobs. And most people I know, if they had a choice between making $40,000 or $50,000 a year, or making $80,000 or $100,000 or plus a year, are gonna want a job like that. So you see the importance of it, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about the importance to our nation. How many things are done because of natural gas? Well, we'll just take one, but all the homes in Rifle, in Garfield County, in Colorado, in the United States, in the world, that's a lot. The resources, property taxes. I told you we spend anywhere from $100 to $130 million a year. Most of that comes from property taxes. In other words, little civics lesson here. Counties get the bulk of their money, called revenue, tax revenues, from property taxes. Municipalities, cities, get them from sales tax. Now, we as a county also do get some sales tax, but where the bulk of our money comes to do all the things that we need to do as county commissioners for the health, safety, and welfare of Garfield County comes from property taxes. Who do you think pays the most in property taxes? Is it people like you and me and your parents that own homes and pay property taxes on their homes? Are they the ones that pay the bulk of it? Where do you think it comes from? Industry. What industry? Oil and gas. See, oil and gas is on a downslope here. So what has happened to the revenues of Garfield County? It's gone down.
Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program teamed up with students of Upward Bound West Garfield, a pre-collegiate program which serves high schoolers from RE2 and Garfield 16 school districts. That's Newcastle to Parachute. Upward Bound works with first-generation students, meaning they'll be the first in their families to attend college. These bright young people conducted a series of interviews with agents of various institutions about issues pertinent to today. This is their interview with Garfield County Commissioner Mike Sampson to get his take on oil and gas development in West Garfield County. Take a listen.
What kind of jobs do we see in the oil and gas industry locally, and how many people rely on these jobs?
Well, a lot more used to rely on them than now. The oil and gas industry is hurting throughout not just Garfield County, the state of Colorado, throughout the United States. But to give you some kind of idea, a typical oil rig has a team consisting of a floor hand, a motor man, a derrick man, a driller, and then the manager. But there's a crew that comes in, like to drill a well. It takes dozens of people, and it takes a lot of machinery, and it takes a lot of manpower to drill a hole in the ground to have that gas come up there. So to answer it in a direct way, how many people are dependent upon that? Well, just look at it this way. Like I said, If you're working at a job and you're only making $30,000-$50,000 a year, and that's what you're making to support yourself, as maybe you're making $80,000 or $100,000, you're gonna have what we call discretionary income. Teach you a little economics here, okay? So if you're making on the lower spectrum here, you're not gonna have a whole lot of money to do what? Go out to dinner at restaurants, or go to the movies, or entertainment, or things like this. That's called discretionary income. You with me? But if you're making this over here, you've got that. So if you take these jobs out of society that are making a lot of money, what's going to happen to these people that work at these other jobs? These people aren't spending the money because they're not here making that money. So it's going to affect what? Restaurants, hotels, local Walmart. People aren't going to come in there and spend like they used to. Well, that's what you're seeing kind of in Garfield County right now. Our economy has gone down because a lot of those good paying jobs have left.
What are your thoughts on the use of renewable energy in Garfield County?
You know, use it all. If there's a better way to produce energy, go for it. But I'm telling you this, and I have this discussion with a lot of young people because they think, well, you know, we'll just get the energy from the sun or the wind. That's good. Use it all. But where did the windmills come from? Where did the solar panels come from? Did we just snap our fingers and they were produced? How were they produced? From factories and an industry that uses what? Coal, natural gas, to what? Manufacture these materials. Does that make sense? Where would we be without these things? So what I'm saying is, use natural gas, use coal, use the wind, thermal power, geothermal power, water power, hydroelectric, oil, use it all. Definitely. We as county commissioners, we started the Garfield Clean Energy, referred to as GCE, and we give that organization, we give that commissioners $150,000 a year. And what do? The purpose of that is to help residents, businesses, governments throughout the county to become more energy efficient and tap clean energy as a mean to create a stronger, more resilient county. So what I'm saying is, we participated, we've given money, and we continue to. Another one we give to is CLEAR. CLEAR Energy, have any of you, if you're familiar with that? That's the organization that helps directly with community leaders, schools, businesses, to help speed the implementation of clean energy throughout the county. We give them money too and help them get established and so on and so forth. There's other things that we do. You know, people say, I've heard a criticism of us three commissioners that we concentrate too much on oil and gas. But I think to answer their criticism, I would say, yes, I think we better pay attention to oil and gas because that's what pays the bills. That's the one, I don't know if it still is, I'm going to say it pretty close, but up until just a little bit ago, the top 10 taxpayers, okay, if we were to rank who pays property taxes in Garfield County, the top 10 that pay that, guess what everyone was? An oil and gas company.
Okay, kind of relating to what you were talking about. Considering the fact that oil and gas are depleting resources, is it important we look into future alternative energy methods? And what would happen if we were to run out of oil and gas within Garfield County?
Okay, now oil, yeah, we'll run out of it because I'm not saying there's not an oil well in Garfield County. There are some, but very few. So it's natural gas. But as I told you, the reserves, if I look at it again, there are, to give you some kind of an idea, and this is going to blow your mind here, 66 trillion cubic feet of shale natural gas in Garfield County. Now, how many is a trillion? 1,000 billion. 1,000 billion, okay, is a trillion. And they're saying there's 66 trillion cubic feet. So I don't think we're going to run out in my time or your time, okay? So there's one thing. And the other thing to consider is we have oil shale or shale oil. Haven't even talked about that. Garfield County is rich in those natural resources. But that doesn't mean you put all your money on one thing. As I say, develop solar, develop wind power, geothermal, all hydroelectric. Develop all of those things. You bet. You bet.
Along with oil and gas development can come several environmental risks, such as the destruction of animal habitats and trees. Is this something the county commissioners consider when making laws regarding oil and gas development?
Absolutely. Who wants to destroy the planet? Who wants to, do you want to live in a dirty environment? Do you want where there's no forests or trees or green spaces? I don't know of anybody that wants to live like that. But yet there are ways to harvest minerals, natural gas, oil, coal. There are stupid ways to do it and wasteful ways to do it, and there's good ways to do it. And that's where you got to be smart. And we as commissioners, I would say, I'm biased, okay? Mm-hmm. I would say we've done a very good job. Garfield County is a beautiful place to live, whether it's Embattlement Mesa, Parachute, all the way through all the others, clear to the other end in Carbondale. It's beautiful. People love it. People are coming here all the time to live here because they want to live here. I think we as three county commissioners have done a very good job of balancing that to make sure that we're harvesting those and hopefully providing people with good paying jobs that they can support their families and so on. But yet, you're keeping a balance there that the environment is protected.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Yep.
You bet.
Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for your continued stewardship of our community. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think it's great that you are doing what you're doing. I would just be interested to know, are you interested in having a career in radio journalism, or is this trying to just get a taste for what it's like, or are you going, yeah, I want to get into that business?
Well, we are just getting a taste, you know, exploring different careers. But, you know, radio journalism, I find it very interesting. And I think it's also a very important job in order to find out more things like about this. Like, I know a lot of people in this county wanted to know more about the county commissioners and what they're doing for our county. So, yeah, I think it's really important, and I wouldn't mind looking into it more.
Super. How about you?
I think I liked it, but if I were to, like, do something, like, be more involved with, like, the radio and stuff, I'd probably like podcasting more, like, instead of, like, journalism. I guess it's, like, almost the same, but I think it's pretty cool. I like that we're exploring, like, a lot of new things, and that the program is just, like, a really nice thing, like, it's a nice opportunity.
Super. And you?
I like to explore different things. I definitely like journalism. I like to ask questions, write things down. I really like this.
Good. Well, good luck to you. And if you make the big time, look me up. Okay? So thank you for inviting me. It was my pleasure to come.
Thank you for allowing us to interview you.
You bet. My pleasure.
For more information about oil and gas in Garfield County, visit garfield-county.com/oil-gas. For those interested in learning more about Upward Bound West Garfield, visit coloradomtn.edu/academics/college-prep/upward-bound. The Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program teamed up with students of Upward Bound West Garfield, a pre-collegiate program which serves high schoolers from RE2 and Garfield 16 school districts. That's Newcastle to Parachute. Upward Bound works with first-generation students, meaning they'll be the first in their families to attend college. These bright young people conducted a series of interviews with agents of various institutions about issues pertinent to today. You just heard their interview with Garfield County Commissioner Mike Sampson for his take on oil and gas development in West Garfield County. This project has been a collaboration between Upward Bound West Garfield and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. Thank you for listening. Thank you.